This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and everything is going digital nowadays, including fishing. There's now an app for that. I'm joined this morning by Minister for Primary Industries and Regional Development, David Basham. How are you this morning, Minister?
Good, thanks, Jordan.
So what's the fishing app all about?
Yeah, no, it's a great initiative. It's there to actually help fishers enjoy fishing. It helps them understand their do's and don'ts when they're out fishing, but also helps them, if they want to, share photos, etc., with their friends on social media.
Right, okay. So what kind of features does the new app have?
Yeah, it certainly has the ability to link into those social media platforms so that they can share their photos. It also allows them to get access to the latest news and updates about what's happening in the sector. It very much lets them know what's going on in the compliance needs. So it tells them when and what they can catch. It also gives them some hints around how to catch the fish as well that are out there.
Right, and I guess obviously you need a phone for this, but where's all the data for this app coming from? Where's it all being collected from?
It's very much a part of the department's push to actually connect with the wreck fishers to get out there and make available what's there. But it also allows, as I said, the wreck fishers to talk within themselves. And it's certainly something that the Minister of Recreational Fishing Advisory Council has been really keen to see, and helps get an understanding of what's going on in the sector.
How long has this app been in the works?
So there's been a previous version of it out there operating, but it's certainly been enhanced, and we'll have another enhancement in the lead up to the opening of the snapper season in the southern zone, so that we can also get people recording their snapper catch if they're out there in that southern zone catching snapper, to make sure we have an understanding what the wreck fishing sector is catching.
I guess that was going to be my next question. The flip side of this, is this also an avenue for authorities to keep tabs on what is being caught, where it's being caught, and how many are being caught?
It certainly is going to give a bit more of a guide. It's really important that we actually have an understanding of what's being caught in our fisheries so that we can actually manage them, and this will give a bit of a guide. But very important in the snapper sector, where we're actually going to require people to upload their photos so that we actually have a really good understanding of what's been caught, because that particular fishery is under stress, and with the opportunity to catch just in that southern zone, we need to actually know what's been caught.
Of course, with most apps like this operating online, a decent signal is necessary. Not that I can speak from experience, but what's phone signal internet availability like when out on the waters, out at the ocean?
It's certainly varied, and there'll be opportunities. My understanding is that you can do things when you get back as well, to make sure that you can upload your photos when you get back if that's what you want to do. There are opportunities to do that then.
How many wreck fishers are there currently in South Australia? Of course, there's no licensing, as has been suggested in the past, but how many do we know officially?
Well, there's estimated to be 277,000 people who enjoy wreck fishing each year. That's a quite range of their levels of enjoyment. So for the person who goes once a year to people that go out daily. So there's a huge range of people in this space.
So there's a potential for a lot of data to be going either way, like both to fishers and into authorities to I guess, keep tabs on what's happening in the fishing realm.
Yes, to really so we can help understand what is going on and what's been caught. It is benefit to everyone, the more information out there, so that we can manage the fishery to make sure it's protected for the future.
And if anyone is interested in downloading the app, is it available now on app stores?
Yeah, it's very easy to do. Just either go to the Apple or Google Play app stores and very easily found. SA Fishing is all you need to type in.
That's pretty apt. Well, I've got you here as well, Minister Basham. We are, of course, talking about wreck fishing. One of the big interests of the year for wreck fishing is the ban on fishing in Port Pirie. At least now they can catch and release. But have we had any updates on where we're at with the testing?
My understanding is results are pending any day now. I understand there's a meeting tomorrow, and as soon as we have any information, we'll be sharing it with the people of Port Pirie.
No worries. Well, Minister Basham, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Cheers.
That was Minister David Basham for Primary Industries and Regional Development on your Classic It's Breakfast.